From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting more evacuations are underway today from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. The evacuations of civilians and rebels first began on Thursday. Meantime, the UN Security Council is due to vote today on whether to send observers to Aleppo and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the situation in eastern Aleppo is getting more dire.
The most urgent thing that we are going to ask for at the moment is actually shelter, winter and places for people to be. Winter is coming across. Now, I renew in this connection our request to al-Nusra to leave eastern Aleppo on a safe passage. This will contribute avoiding bloodshed and increase our leverage on insisting on an urgent pause.
Families in eastern Aleppo have been sheltering in freezing temperatures and bombed-out apartment buildings waiting for evacuation convoys. Jordanian security forces killed four gunmen in a popular southern tourist city after they killed 10 people, nearly 30 others wounded. There were no claims of responsibility, and authorities say there are no links with extremists in neighboring Syria. The mandate of President Joseph Kabila of the Democratic Republic of Congo expires today after the ruling party in opposition failed to end the country's political crisis of succession and elections. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who has been in office since 2001, of clinging to power. He is barred by the country's constitution from seeking a third term. And a record number of Afghan refugees are returning home from Pakistan and Iran this year, according to the Afghan government. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Electoral College are set today to confirm Donald Trump's presidential win last month. Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, received almost 3 million more popular votes than Mr. Trump, but it's the electors who choose presidents. The 538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia were cast their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato.
You can't say for sure that he'll get the 306 votes that were allocated to him, and you can't say that Hillary Clinton will get the 232 she was allocated. There will probably be some faithless electors, that is, electors who don't vote the way their state voted. But precisely how many, it's impossible to say, but there won't be nearly enough to overturn Trump's victory.
Only one Republican elector in the southwestern state of Texas said he would not vote for Donald Trump. The jail confidant of South Korea's president, who has been charged with attempted fraud, made an appearance at her hearing today in Seoul. Prosecutors say Choi Soon-sil forced South Korea's biggest corporations to donate tens of millions of dollars to two foundations she controls. Choi is accused of funneling money to President Park Geun-hye's private companies and side contracts. Park has denied all criminal charges against her. Much of the public outrage over the scandal has been driven by Choi's portrayal in the Korean media as someone who controlled a naive president, directing both presidential policies and subordinates without holding an official position in government. China has issued a smog red alert, closing schools and factories and other businesses in dozens of cities. A climate energy campaigner for Greenpeace in Beijing says the coal industry is to blame for the heavy smog plaguing Beijing this week.
You can easily find the large deployments of the industries in the south region of Beijing cities, like that is the region in Hebei, in Shandong, and also in part of the Henan province. So I think that it is very clear that the evidence shows the air pollutants emitted from the industrial boilers in those provinces are the main source for this air pollution episodes.
The affected cities are limiting the number of cars allowed on streets. Pollution alerts in China are becoming increasingly common, especially in the northern industrial cities. And China says it will hand over an underwater drone to the United States that it seized in international waters off the South China Sea last week, even though President-elect Trump said Beijing should keep it. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.